Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope everybody had a great week. Happy Friday. It couldn't have got here fast enough for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but we have a great guest. He's coming back. We've had Mike on a few times, actually. I'd like to consider him a friend of Applause Radio Show. Great guy, and we're going to have a good time. But real quick, thanks to Deuce Martinez, who joined us on the 27th from D-Wild Music Radio. Go check it out, dwildmusicradio.com. If you like hip-hop and rap and R&B from the 90s, you'll love it. So tonight, we've got our friend here, Mr. Mike Skill from The Romantics. You all know him from, but Mike is obviously doing his own thing. He's always been doing his own thing. And he's got a great song tonight. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I've never heard this version. He's a Detroit guy, and this song was very popular in Detroit at the time, as I understand. So we're going to talk to Mike about that. So let's welcome Mike to the show. Everybody, Mike Skill from The Romantics. Hey, Mike, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing real good. I just
Excellent.
Got back from New York a few days ago.
I know. How the hell was the show? I can't believe I missed it. I'm so pissed.
It was so good. It was so fun. Everybody was really on their game, and the energy was incredible, and everybody was all really hyped up for it, and over at the Bowery Electric, it was really good.
Yeah, and you had a ton of people there. I mean, playing, the people who were playing, so the place must have been packed.
The Waldos, guys from the Waldos, all kinds of, it was everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I am so sorry I missed it. I wish I could have came. I just... Yeah, it's just crazy times. The end of the month is crazy for me. The last week and first week is just too nuts for me. I have to focus on other things, unfortunately. But now I got to say thank you so much for hanging out with me again. It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. And now tell me about why. What's up about doing a remake of In the Midnight Hour? And I love this version.
Oh.
I've never heard it before.
Oh yeah, well when I was coming up learning guitar, this band out of Detroit, they were playing all over the place, all the teen clubs and that. And their dad owned a recording studio and on the east side of Detroit, and they went in and did this Wilson Pickett song. But at the Wilson Pickett, of course, was a soul version, the Memphis soul version, and these guys took it and did it like kind of a fraternity band type thing with a psychedelic edge. It would be called psychedelic at the time because it had fuzz tone guitar on it. Anything that had fuzz tone guitar was psychedelic. So it was out. It went up. It ran up the charts. It ran up the charts to number one in the AM radio stations. We had the station Windsor, Canada's right across from Detroit, and they had a show, the Swingin' Time, Robin Seymour's Swingin' Time, and he had all the bands, the Rationals and MC5 and everybody from the Fugs to the Mothers to God, Bob Seger, all the bands played on there. And it's the mid-60s.
Yeah, I've heard, of course, of, and I've watched, obviously, the remakes of Hullabaloo and Shindig, but I had never heard of Swinging Time. Was that basically a Detroit show or was it nationwide?
Yeah, he was a DJ out of, and then he's formed a TV show, Robin Seymour out of Detroit, and he over in Windsor, they had a, you know, CKLW, the radio station there, the AM radio station was so powerful.
Yeah.
It's like the legendary stations from the Wolfman Jack, you know, down there.
Yeah.
50,000 watts, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be playing Seeger songs. He did his own originals, Bob Seger, before he was known. And you could hear it down in Ohio, down in, and I heard at times that you could hear it in Florida, all the way to Florida. It was that powerful.
Wow.
So, you know, unlike now, like now you could hear everything around the world. But
yeah,
that,
right.
At that time, you know. Yeah, so it was a popular thing with MC5 and the Grand Funk. Early Grand Funk was the Pack, Terry Knight and the Pack, and guys from the MC5 played. All these bands were on there that had singles out, yeah. And
yeah,
so anyway,
well,
this song came up. I was asked
ahead,
to do a record.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I interrupted
do,
you. I'm sorry.
Well,
I apologize.
Well, just talk and talk.
Go ahead,
honey. It's all good. I was a kid learning guitar, and these are one of the songs I played in my band, and every band played this song. And it's a little bit, this version, the style of it is more of a, you know, alongside like a Kinks or Louie type version, you know, like that kind of thing, like You Really Got Me kind of vibe. It has that garage sound to it. But
I liked
it. Fuzz Stone guitar, and so I went back
mm-hmm.
in and redid it and gave it that same kind of sound as the band The Wanted. Was the group that did it.
Yeah.
And I did it the same way. It's been going over well, yeah. And Detroiters
yeah.
found out about it, too. So
yeah. Well, when you were coming on, I said, I got to hear this version because I've never heard it before. I mean, the 60s music, I mean, I was a kid. I mean, very little. So I really didn't listen to the 60s. I listened to them, but I didn't really enjoy
yeah.
them as music, you know, as a to enjoy
yeah.
it musically until I was a little older, obviously. I mean, I was born in 64,
yeah.
so I never heard
sure.
the version by The Wanted, and I
yeah.
I gave it a listen before before we got on the show, and I dug it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's got a nice beat, and I just loved it.
Well, the kids, the teens, they danced a little different than, you know, the soul song by Wilson Pickett is a different, little bit different
yeah.
groove. And
totally.
Then you're talking about junior high kids and teenage kids and picking up on the guitars and all that. This vibe was a good dance song for the time. You know, it was like a really good party dance song.
Right,
yeah.
right. And correct me if I'm wrong. Did you say that you did this to? Oh, I forgot what I read when you sent it to me. The reason that you did the song,
yeah.
other than the fact that you liked it a lot, I mean, I think it was, where is it? I can't, it's for a fundraiser,
yeah,
isn't
all
it?
The bands, all the bands, what's that?
And you did it
all
for
the,
a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, yes, that's right. I was going to get into that. My friends from Sponge, Vinny, the singer, he was putting together an album over Christmas holidays, early Christmas, and this was for food for people at the church, and
nice.
For anyone who needed help for food. And this album was put out last December. I think it came out in December, maybe it was January, but it was supposed to come out in Christmas, for Christmas. Anyway, the album came out, and everyone was about six or seven bands on it. He wanted him to do a song by a writer from Detroit. So I picked Wilson Pickett and the song Midnight Hour. And it came out on the album. And that was released a little later than they thought. But it did come out. And, yeah, so that's what it was. It was for anyone who bought the record, the money went to the church. St.
Nice.
Francis, I think it was St. Francis in Detroit.
Nice.
So I just picked... Yeah, I picked it out and went in my studio and, you know, just produced it, sent to my guy in Detroit and over at Pearl Sound and Chuck Galkazian, and he mixed it and mastered it. And, yeah, and it came out really good. It sounds like you're
yeah.
with a little more
definitely.
Kick. It kicks butt a little more, so, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Really
it's definitely picked it up a notch compared to the version of The Wanted, for sure. And I love both versions,
now
actually.
Now, you can't beat Wilson Pickett. I mean,
of course.
he's a wicked picket, you know. His singing was, no one could touch him. I mean, he was, every other line in the verse was a scream. He was
mm-hmm.
so good.
Yeah. So, oh, my goodness. Did you play this song? Did you play this at the show the other night?
I didn't play the show the night, but I'll be doing it coming up at some other shows. Yeah.
Nice.
We had thought about doing it, and it just we got behind. We learned all this other stuff, and then that came to mind. But next time we'll do it.
Excellent. Well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
They're talking about doing another show at the Bowery Electric in a couple months or so for the Johnny Thunders. It's his birthday or it's just a memorial. I think it's his birthday.
Oh, you have to let me know. I'll definitely got to come to that one.
I've been invited, but I'm not sure if I'm available to get to it. I might be able to. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
But
cool.
I had a great time. We stayed down on the Lower East Side, got into town and, did some sound checks and rehearsal and, one night and did the show. It came out really good. You have to come see us next time.
Definitely. You have no idea how upset I was that I couldn't make it. I actually was invited to something else last night. I couldn't make that. It's just
I understand.
Yeah, I'm just all over the place.
It's tough these days, you know, get out taking care of all your other stuff.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah, life gets in the way of having fun, you know.
I know. And then you're worn out. You're worn out in the evening and ready to go to bed.
Exactly. So you, what shows you have coming up soon?
Let's see. Not too long from now. Let's see, 3-4 weeks. I'm in Chicago and with Brad Elvis, the drummer, and from Romantics, and my thing. And we're going into a club, a good rock club in Chicago, Liars Club. It's along the same lines of a CBGB type rock and roll club, rock club. Really good.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
Now,
I've got some touring coming up later.
Good. Now, In the Midnight Hour, that's just a single, or is that on an actual album, or just a single?
It's on the single, and when I press my album up, it'll be on there. I think it'll be on that.
Cool.
It'll be released on the album, too, yeah.
Nice.
I've got all the digital stuff happening so far. Yeah.
Right, yeah. You can get it now on anywhere online. You could stream it and download it, right?
Yeah. That's right. Correct.
Well, why don't we let everybody hear it? We've been doing all this talking about it. Let them hear what we're talking about, because it's really good, and I want everybody to hear it so bad.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, folks, this is In the Midnight Hour by Mike Skill, and you are not going to believe it. It sounds fantastic. You're not going to believe the twist on it. If you've never heard the Wanted version, which I never heard before until tonight, and now this is Mike's version, and I would never think that In the Midnight Hour could be this, and it just sounds great. So In the Midnight Hour, folks, enjoy. Check this out. nice. Got that stanky fuzz on it. I loved it. Oh, man. And who would even think that you could turn In the Midnight Hour into that? How cool is that?
It's a pretty simple song, you know, soul song. And then just to turn it into that kind of, with the color that it has, the kind of the high energy-ness to it and the rockness to it, the rock and roll of it. Just
absolutely.
Kicks butt.
Yeah, I liked it.
Like,
yeah.
It's not too much different from an early MC5 or early Bob Seger stuff. Kind of stuff.
Right.
Detroit edge to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you, I think you played most of the instruments on that, yeah?
Well, I did guitar, all the guitars, and all the bass, and Brad played drums on it, I think. Or no, Jason.
Jason Heartless.
Yeah, it had another drummer besides Brad, and then my son played keyboards on it. My son played box organ on it. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How much music do you and your son play together? A lot?
Oh, a little bit when we're in the studio. He'll either sing or produce or engineer what I'm doing. He does really good on my vocals when I do my vocals. My son sets it up really good, and the guitars. I think he might have done the guitars on it, too. He sang backup on it. And actually on backup vocals is Kevin Rankin, who plays drums for Flock of Seagulls. He's on it. He's singing on it, and then my son's on the keyboards, and we just threw it together in a few days, and sent it to Chuck, and Chuck mixed it and put it all together. I always liked him to, he's always good at keeping the energy up on song, on his tunes, and he doesn't make them tone them down. You know, he keeps them where they jump off the radio and off the tape.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely energy packed. Definitely energy packed. I loved it. And like I said, to me, I would never think to turn a Wilson Pickett song like In the Midnight Hour into such a high energy pumping song like that. And it was just great. Great. I loved it. When is the album coming out, Mike? When are you going to finish pressing it?
Yeah, we're still in line for getting the pressing done. Everybody's a year behind. It's really everything kind of strangled everybody trying to get everything out.
Right.
So we're hoping now by the end of the year. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I hope so. You got to get in line. You get your spot, and they're pressing up so much stuff. Everything is so backed up. And we're doing the digital. It's out on digital. Everything's out on digital.
Right.
We're talking about CDs now. We're talking about doing some CDs now for promo and sale, and then and giveaways, and then the album. So that's the way it's working now. So we'll do everything we can to get something out there. And it'll come out. It'll be available through MikeSkill.com. And then unless later in the year we pick up a distributor or a label and that. We're not doing that right now, but if the right deal comes along, then, we'll jump on it.
Right. And my apologies. Please remind me the name of the album again.
Well, I just said everyone called me Skill as I'm growing up. Skill or, Mike Skill. So I just put on their Skill, Mike Skill, you know. It's like,
there you go. Easy enough.
Super skinny. Skill bones. I was a skinny kid.
Well, guys, go check it out. Go online until you can get the actual disc. Are you going to do vinyl too?
Yeah, we'll do vinyl later on. So I've got a guy that's interested in do some singles, so I'm talking to him about that. So we'll see about that next, too. So 45s. I do have the 67 Riot. 67 Riot, a song I wrote for the Detroit Riots. That's a vinyl single I did. That's available on Mike Skill as well, MikeSkill.com.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well,
that's a real
like
good
I said, yep. In the meantime, folks, go online and go get the downloaded Skill, Mike Skill, the album. And is Carrie Got Married on there, right?
Yes, it is. Carrie Got Married.
Yeah, I want to play that tonight. Can we play that tonight, too?
Yeah. Play whatever you like.
All right, guys, this is Carrie Got Married, and it's off of Mike's new album, Skill, Mike Skill. Hey, it can't get
that's
any
it.
Easier than that, right, Mike?
That's right. That's the idea.
Yeah, this is a good one, too. Check it out, guys. This is Carrie Got Married. Check this one out. You're going to like it.
There you go.
Because I love the hook in that. I love the hook. I love that hook. And every time I hear a married song, I always think of the original. It's the worst that could happen. That's every time I think of a married song, you know. I don't know why. And correct me if I'm wrong. Last time you were on, I think you said Carrie was your wife or no?
No, no. Carrie was just a... someone that we picked out of a magazine that had a column in a magazine that answered people's mail. They'd write to her.
Yes.
And, and so she would cure their love-lorn letters, whatever, and send back advice. So there was Tell It to Carrie was a song on the Romantics' first album. And then the Romantics were playing... Within the last 10 years, it was probably 10 years ago, we were doing a show at the Michigan International Speedway in Michigan. And our drummer, Brad Elvis, and his wife were driving home from the show. And we played. And they came up with this idea for a song called Carrie Got Married. And so they had some chords together, and the lyrics. And then we presented to the band. The band didn't do it. So then I took it and I did it and I added all the guitar work is all my stuff. It's all my guitar arpeggios and harmonies and that's Brad on drums. On the other song, the Wanted song was Jason Hartness. He played with Ted Nugent on tour with Ted Nugent. I guess he was a drummer for Ted Nugent.
Another Detroit guy.
Another Detroit guy.
Yeah.
Great drummer. Really great drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyway,
very cool.
And Carrie got Married is like a tie-in with Tell It to Carrie from the first Romantics album. Plus, I have two other songs one of them could be the third version of a Carrie suite, kind of a suite thing. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so, I'm sorry. Yeah. I couldn't recall if you said that Carrie was your wife or somebody that you wanted to marry. It's been a while since you've been on the show. It's been a while.
I think someone in the band was reading one of those kind of magazines, and then it was the letters to Carrie.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I love the hook on that one. The hook is great. It doesn't leave you. It definitely is an earworm. It sticks. And that's great.
Right.
That's the purpose, right?
Yeah.
You want to make them hear it over and over again.
Brad and Chloe, they came up with that, and I just drew in all my guitar hooks and everything.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, you're always writing. So what are you working on now? I mean, other than getting ready to tour and everything, are you working on some new stuff in the studio?
Yeah, I do. I'm compiling. I've got about three or four songs that I didn't record last time. I haven't recorded. So I'll put those up. I'll get in the studio and put those up, four songs. Then I'll go from there, and I've got bits and pieces of stuff that I hadn't finished and that I'm finishing, and there's other stuff that I'm starting. Yeah, so some of it is kind of garagey, bluesy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always going for that, and I'm always going for that romantic, that Who kind of sound and that Detroit
mm-hmm.
energy. So I'm always going to that. You know, I just like the raw edge with the melodies, good melodies, good choruses, and great guitar hooks. That's what I love.
That's what makes a song. There you go, right? There you go.
I know.
Well, speaking of the romantics, I'd love to play you singing What I Like About You.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man, I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, it is. I know. I picked some good ones for you tonight.
Yes, you did. That's Chuck producing. I recorded that. My son did the guitars and the vocals on that one. Yeah, he did a great job telling me, Dad, you're out of tune. Do it over again.
Okay. Yeah. Shut up, kid. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up, man.
Yeah. Whose song is this? What? Shut up. I'm kidding. Well, let's go back to where it all started. What I Like About You, and this is Mike Skills' version, not the Romantics version. So it's very similar, but I like it better. I really do. So check this out, folks.
Thank you.
What I Like About You. What I Like About Mike. What I Like About Mike. Hang on.
Tell me I'm the only one wanna come over tonight.
Your son did
powerful.
Yeah, did your son do all the background vocals? Because they sound perfect.
He produced it. I think he went on some of the, a little bit of the backup vocals, but he did all the guitars. He recorded the guitars and he recorded the vocals, jumped on vocal backups, yeah.
Yeah, well, do you have? I don't know if you heard me. I had my mic off. I don't think you heard me. But when you do the, I have to laugh so hard, Mike, because I used to do this song in a cover band many, many, many moons ago. And when we got to the end, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't. When I had to do that part, and every time I hear it, even on the radio, I laugh. It's like, I'll never forget that. Oh my God! But when we did it, it was a good song. The whole crowd got on the floor when we did it. It was like one of the very rare dance songs that we did because we were more. It was 80s rock, you know, we were doing
great time for music, man.
Great time for music. We had such great music back then. Wow.
Yes,
I miss it.
Now, were you playing an instrument or were you just singing? Were you playing
No, I was the vocalist. I was the lead vocalist.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I can't play and sing at the same time. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you do it. It's hard. It's hard.
Sometimes we don't.
I could do a tambourine and sing at the same time. That I can do at the same time. But a guitar and a drums, no. But I can play both, but I just can't sing and play at the same time. But it's, I don't know why. It's just very complicated for me.
Well,
but anyway, every time I hear that, it always reminds me of that. Cause, and the sound guy, Sammy, he would sit at the board and laugh at me because he knew how much I hated to do it.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Well, no one was noticing anyway because everybody's just jumping up and down and going all around.
Yeah, well, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing great music to us. You guys
thank you.
I mean, you were part of our soundtrack of our lives, and the song will never die, that's for sure. That song will go on forever.
And you know, the radio, what was going on at that time, I mean, you had Saturday Night Fever was really big. So Saturday Night Fever was happening, and all the disco was really kind of like, it was a little before that, but it was like still blending in all the Bee Gees, Saturday Night Fever, and that, and then all here along comes Romantics bashing out a rock song. So that's what really took off.
And that's what kind of like broke the sound with changing from disco to going over to the not I don't want to say punk rock, but because it's not punk, it's more pop rock. Yeah, I don't know what would you call it? I mean.
Well, there was,
not
it was a new crop of young musicians come up, so it was called new wave, but or just rock and roll, or just straight rock and roll. That's the way we call it. Yeah.
Right. I know. But I'm just saying, what I like about you really kind of separated from the disco, and it like opened up a whole new door for new artists to come in and play rock, you know, which was great.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that brought back memories.
Yeah, it's a simple song, not too far removed from the mid-60s, you know, simple guitar parts and harmonica, you know, like the Searchers or the Beatles or the Kinks, you know, it's not much different. That's the whole attitude we were running for, going for.
Right.
And still do it. I still, my favorite, you know, you put on Well Respected Man or Till the End of the Day by the Kinks and you're right there. I mean, that stuff's still... shines, you know.
Right. Well, you know, if it's good, it lasts forever. You know, it lasts forever. And what I love about those songs, and any songs, including yours, even the stuff we played tonight, the new stuff, Carrie and the Midnight Hour, they're in and out. You tell the story, bing bang boom, great music, in and out, under 3 minutes a little bit over. You don't need to play a song for an hour. You know,
you don't need guitar solos going. You don't need some guitar player going on and on and on and on and on. You know, or something like that, or the song to go over. I always like to have backups. You know, backup singers and singing, and you know, coming from hearing Motown, we're always thinking about melodies and backups and grooves, the beats. You know.
Mm-hmm. So, I like to call it hit and run. That's it. You hit them and you're in and out. It's a great song. Everybody loves it. It's a hit and run, and there you go. And it's a home run. There you go.
There, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, I'm so upset I didn't get to see you the other night. I really am. I would have loved to hang out with you.
It's all good. We'll be back. I'll grab those guys and get back out there. Maybe it's in July. I'm thinking about doing that. So, and it'll be at the same, at the Bowery Electric. So it was good. It was a good night. It sounded really good. Everybody played great. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned to you, I don't know if you're interested. I know I had emailed you before. I didn't know if you guys would be interested in this, but one of our sponsors, they have this really nice restaurant, and they're doing some bands, and he would love to have you guys play forever in the area and want to do it. So you let me know, and I'll introduce you to him. I mean, because you left, right? They did their grand opening last night. It was last night, not tonight. They switched the date.
I did mention it to you.
I don't want them to think I didn't mention it to you. I did mention it to you. You know I did.
Is that in Manhattan or is that outside?
No, it's in Jersey, actually. It's in Jersey.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. You guys would blow the roof off of that place. They would have to, the line would be wrapped around the door if you were there. You kidding me? It would be wrapped around the door.
I think the last time we were there, we went, my wife, for my birthday, we went to, cake shop, the cake shop.
Carlo? Carlo and Hoboken?
Carlo.
Yeah.
Yes, that one. And she had they made a stage with, it was a cake with a stage and lights and drums and guitars, and it was the Romantics on stage, and it was a cake.
Oh, nice.
I got pictures of it.
Very cool. How cool is that?
Yeah, that was cool.
Very nice. Oh, I'd love to see that. Cool. Well,
yeah,
Mike,
cool.
My God. Is there anything else you want anybody to know what's going on? I mean, just check out MikeSkill.com and they can see your touring schedule. And we know that we need to go to online for the new album, Skill Mike Skill, obviously.
That's right, at MikeSkill.com. And then I'm looking at possibly touring in August, September or something. And then a few shows coming up in the next few months in the Midwest, and try to get that album out. I want to get that vinyl record out. That's the only thing that I want to really get that out. And maybe put some singles out before that with my friend as a label out of Detroit, I-94 Records. He wants me to do something. So I might do it. I might do a couple songs. Put that out,
cool.
too. Just keep
Very
things
nice.
Rolling. Keep things rolling. And
absolutely.
Back in the studio and start getting back in the studio. Yeah. And,
yeah.
Get you in and sing some backups.
I'll do the.
Not.
I'm not doing this.
I can do the haze. I'm good with that.
Oh man. Listen, you got to let me know when you're coming back. And you know, please, anytime you want to come back on the show, you've got my number, my email.
Really?
You don't hesitate. Please, I would love to have you back anytime, Mike. It's always a pleasure hanging
Thank
out with you.
Well, one of my best friends is in Jersey, and this in New Jersey. He's got he does the props. He does the props for movies. And he just did West Side Story, did the props for the movies, and he's doing
– Yeah.
What's the Marcy? Not Marcy. The Adirondack. It's about the Adirondacks. So the comedians, all that. I can't think of the name of it. Marcy, Mercy. I can't think of the show. He's been doing all these movies, and he's got this incredible stuff. They're doing. I think they're recreating the World's Fair, 64 World's Fair, and he's got all these telephone booths, the old egg-shaped telephone booths and stuff.
Oh, cool!
What's that? Oh, Mrs. Maisel. He did Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yeah. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
When you see that, they go on the TV show and you see all the cameras, the cameras from the 1960s, the TV cameras. Those are his props.
Nice.
My friend Ron Fennec. Ron Fennec props, yeah. Really
now,
cool.
Where's he located
so
in Jersey? Do you know?
He's right over, he's right enough our 10, 20 minutes from Manhattan, right there. He stays right there. It's a big warehouse he's got. Yeah.
Sounds like it might be close by to me. That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
I bet he is. I bet he is. I have to look it up. It's I'll send it to you.
Excellent.
Yeah,
oh, man.
He's got stuff you can't believe. You can't believe what he's got. He's got equipment like the Rolling Stones used in the early days on Ed Sullivan, all that, all the amplifiers and everything. He's got everything you can ever imagine that they used for movies.
Very cool.
They had a lady come. They had a lady come over from England and do two truckloads of props just for movies over in England. So he's like really smoking. He's a best friend of mine. I grew up with. He sold me guitars. I worked at his guitar store when he worked in Detroit, and I bought all my but guitars.
Well,
days, forgot my guitars.
He's a good guy
to
know when you want to do a video too, right? He's got everything.
Yeah,
you need.
That's what was going to happen. It didn't work out. We talked about it. We had it set up, and then we couldn't do it. So he's got all that stuff in a warehouse by you. 40,000 square feet of stuff. It's incredible.
Oh my. Oh, yeah, I could get lost in there. I'd probably be like mesmerized. Just look at the phone booth alone would be so cool to see. I mean, it's been how long? When's the last time you saw a phone booth? My God, right?
I know. You got all that stuff. TV cameras, microphones, all that
very
old
cool.
stuff. Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool.
Nice. Oh, boy. Well, Mike, thank you so much for hanging out. And again, I'm so sorry I missed you, but I am going to see you next time. I promise if you come out, I'm definitely going to, if they got to take me in a wheelchair, I'm going to be there. I promise you.
Well, now you're coming up on stage and you're going to have to sing What I Like About You on there.
I'm not. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Everybody, Mr. Mike Skill, go check out his new album, Skill Mike Skill. It's online. The actual CD and vinyl is coming soon. You can go to MikeSkill.com and check it out as well. Mike, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Please come back anytime.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Thanks for everything, and I'll be back anytime you want, and we'll talk again. Stay in touch.
All right. Thank you so much. Love you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Love you back. And be well. Be well.
You too. We'll talk soon because I'm coming to see you.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, hon. Thank you. Everybody, Mike Skill. Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, man. Mike's such a cool guy. Oh, man, he's been on maybe, I think, 3 times now. I don't even know. Like I said, I remember the story about Carrie, but I might have confused it with another guest that I had on of a song that they wrote. And it was about a girl, obviously, duh. And turned out it was about the one. Oh, that might have been about. Oh, that was Gene. Oh, no, it was. It was Jim. Peterick from Eyes of March, a song that he had. He wound up marrying her it's my favorite song. Oh, my God, The Vehicle. He wrote it for his wife, and now they're married. So, and at the time, they weren't. But, yeah, that's what I think that's what I was confused about. Who knows? You know I'm always confused, folks, when I do this show. I had everything all over the place here. So we've got nothing going on for you guys for at least, let's see, not until next week because, like I said, the last week of the month and the first week of the month, I gotta chill with the show because there's just way too much going on, and my priority is my life during the day, so I take care of that first, so, and then the show is second, so, like I said, the last week and first week, we've been slowing down on going crazy, but and then there's Mother's Day, so I can't work on Mother's Day. I mean, I'll get in trouble for that. I can't do that. So I don't know. Expect us maybe, I don't know, the Saturday the 7th of May to have us back. I gotta just confirm some dates with people and working on that this weekend, and we'll have a calendar up during the week next week for everybody, and you'll see some great guests we've had on that we will have on. And we've had some great guests on this month too. My God. A fun time as always. The fabulous Mel Carter. Oh, geez. I love him. Sweetheart. And of course, Wesley Yor. I'm so upset. I was supposed to meet with him this weekend, and I can't make that. I'm just not feeling up to being out and about, not feeling great. So, you know, I never do. What am I going to do? I do what I can, you know, whatever. So anyway, go check it out. Check it out. Go check it out. Mike's new album, Skill Mike Skill, available online everywhere right now. You can download it, stream it. They're working on the pressing right now of the actual CD and vinyl. And the new single, obviously, in the midnight hour. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. What a twist, huh? I would have never even thought to take a Wilson Pickett song, especially that one, and turn it up like that. We definitely turned it up a notch, more than a notch. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out. You could be doing anything and you're listening to me. So I love that. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. And Mr. Mike Skill, what a guy. Thank you for hanging out. I wanted to see him last week and I couldn't make it. I would have loved to have gone to that. What an event that was. So I had to miss that one too. He says he's coming in a couple months. So hopefully he'll come back to the show before that and we'll let everybody know about it. Even if he doesn't come back to the show, I'm more than happy to let everybody know where Mike's going to be. And you could listen to some great stuff, his new album. And of course, the classic, What I Like About You, Talking in Your Sleep, and original Carrie, Not Carrie Got Married, and all the other stuff, and just great stuff from the Romantics. And Mike's been pumping music out for a long time, and he's not ready to stop. Thank God for that. We're lucky for that. So have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy, and we're going to close out with In the Midnight Hour. And this, again, is Mike Skill, In the Midnight Hour. Go check it out online. Download it, stream it, whatever you want to do, just enjoy it. That's why he plays it, for your enjoyment. Pardon me. That's why he puts the music out, for you, so you can enjoy it. So take care, everybody. Thank you again, Mike. What a pleasure to hang out with you again, and always come back for more. I surely wouldn't mind it. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. In the Midnight Hour, Mike Skill. Oh, we got a call. Hang on one second. Let's take a quick call. Let's see. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name and what's up?
Hey. Friday night. Party. So Skill is actually in your studio?
He just left.
Love that guy.
What a guy, huh?
Yeah, he's cool. I just, I know him from Detroit. I live in New York City. And, I think he was probably the most creative in the Romantics. And, he's a long, old, cool friend of mine, but I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah,
very,
cool?
You just missed him. He was in New York last week. They were in New York. They did a show at the Bowery Electric on, I think, the 22nd. They were there, and what a lineup. There was tons of people there.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that. I was out of
Me
town.
Me too.
Wow, that's a bummer. But I went to YouTube and I heard In the Midnight Hour, and I think he did a nice job with that.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, I like his vocals. The more he's singing, the better and better and better style he's developing. Yeah. I'm sorry that I missed him, but we are true long-distance friends. He lives in Portland and I live in Manhattan.
Oh, it's too bad you didn't call when he was on. I'm sure he would have loved to have heard from you.
Yeah. But I'll catch him, you know. I have his number somewhere, but I would like to surprise him, you know.
Oh, that'd be great. Definitely. Well, he said he's coming back. He actually said I don't know if you heard the interview, but he said he will be coming to New York in about a month or two. So he'll be back in town.
Well,
so hopefully you guys can hook up.
I just saw it on Facebook, so I missed it. But I'll listen more, and I appreciate the conversation with you.
Oh, excellent. What's your name, by the way?
Ron Fennick.
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thanks so much for calling. What a treat. And I hope you enjoyed the interview. And Mike is just the coolest. So I always enjoy hanging out with him.
Very cool. Excellent. I bet you're really cool yourself. So keep rocking, and I'll be listening.
Excellent. We're going to close out within the midnight hour again, so hang on and listen.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Take care, hon.
Okay,
have a great weekend. All right. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Oh, that's a shame that that Mike wasn't still on the air when he just called. Oh, we could have did a love connection. No, this is your life. This is your life. This is your life. Oh, how nice. How nice. That was very nice. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Again, thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Hopefully this weather is going to change over here on the East Coast because it sucks. I don't know where you are, but man, it's April. It's the end of April. We're kicking into May and it's cold. I hate it. I just hate it. Mother Nature, what a bitch. I can't stand her. I'm telling you. She needs to make up her mind because I'm telling you, what a fickle little person she is. About 2 weeks ago, it was like 70 degrees, and we've been freezing. Well, for here, 50 is a heat wave, but it's been cold, man. I had to turn the heat down. I got the heat back up. It's crazy. So I think I saw the weather the other day. I think it's going to be hitting 70 towards the end of the week, maybe around Thursday-ish or something. I don't follow it. You know, it's the best job in the world you could have. You either get it right or get it wrong, and you could go back the next day, and nobody cares. You're not in trouble. So you're 50% right, you're 50% wrong. It's either going to be hot or it's going to be cold. Right. So, and they make a ton of money and they can just say, yeah, it's going to be nice today. And if it's not, who cares? Hey, he's just going to tell you tomorrow's going to be nice again. And if it's not, it's not. So whatever. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, so hoping the weather picks up for us over here. It is April. We are actually May is what's today? The 29th. 29th, yeah, 29th. Tomorrow's the 30th, and Sunday's the first. Monday's the second. Second, first day of the business week. First business week of the month is the second, not the first. Pardon me. Ooh, Friday night. I am tired, folks. It has been definitely a rough week this week for me in my daytime life, and. My poor boss, he has had a hell of a month plus with what's been going on. So, my heart breaks for him, but he definitely is the man. So, all right, my God, thank you again, Mike Skill. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for calling, and here we go. Have a great weekend, and we will see you guys in about a week. And trust me, I will have some great guests for you. We're going to have a great time. As always, as promised, I do my best. All right, have a great night. In the midnight hour, I'll see you guys at midnight. Take care. In the midnight hour, Mike Skill. Bye-bye. Go check out the album, Skill Mike Skill. Bye.